When you hear the word fortress, what comes to mind? Well, Her Majesty's Royal Palace and Fortress of the Tower of London may just fit the bill. It's a historic fortress castle built in the year 1066 and located in central London. It comes with thick stone defensive walls, a moat, a dungeon, and even a drawbridge and gate. And every night at 10 p.m. sharp is the ancient ritual of the Ceremony of the Keys, when the main gates are locked for the night. It's said to be the oldest military ceremony in the world, dating back to the Middle Ages. The theme of this guided audio meditation from Psalm chapter 91 is to help you find rest in a protective fortress, to find refuge in the protective presence of God. So to begin your meditation, just find a place to be comfortable, alone, quiet, and still. We will be together for about 15 minutes. And as you begin, listen and join into this responsive prayer from Psalm chapter 18. Respond, Lord God, You are my refuge. I love You, O Lord, my strength. Lord God, You are my refuge. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge. Lord God, You are my refuge. You, Lord God, are my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Lord God, You are my refuge. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Lord God, You are my refuge. Spend a few moments now in silent prayer and replace any fearful thoughts for secure ones, replacing thoughts of attack with thoughts of protection, replacing thoughts of yourself with thoughts of God. And now start to become even more intentionally aware of God, alert to His Spirit, and mindful of Christ through your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes, and as you breathe, take deep, slow breaths from your stomach. Let you and I start by taking 3 deep, slow breaths together. As you inhale and exhale, you may think of words or sounds of God's protection, or just be silent and still as you breathe. Continue as you allow your mind to begin to think silently, Lord God, You are my refuge. My refuge. Continue to be aware of God in this moment and just take note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of Him right now? Feel, hear, and touch examples of God's protection over your life, over circumstances and surroundings right now. How do you feel His protection? Your mind may wander as you consider it, but return then back to thoughts of God's protection. Just back and forth, starting with His control. And as you drift away, then remember to return back to His refuge for you. Take time here to explore that pattern and that rhythm. Now stay still as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings, each one expanding into wider passages from different translations. Listen for how the words impact you as you listen to Psalm chapter 91, verse 2, from the New International Version. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? How did it help you be more present and open to God? After pausing a bit longer, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Rest here in the quiet and still refuge of God. Pause if you need more time. God is in no rush, nor should you be. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New King James Version. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words continue to draw you back into your own refuge place with God. Just let your mind drift through the imagery of His fortress and protection. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Christian Standard Bible. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, return to the ceremony of the keys at the Tower of London. The guards walking through the mist and fog, carrying lanterns and keys as they walk towards the gate, lowering it slowly, locking out the attacks of the world, providing safe refuge. How do you feel inside the gates, peering out into the world? Does it feel confining or safe? Limiting or free? Turn your back to the gate and take a moment to explore the safety of this refuge. As you were present in your imagination in the Tower of London, discern God's refuge and protection over your life now and here. What are examples of God's recent protection over your life? Where is your place of refuge? We'll rest here now in quiet contemplation, thanking God for his refuge and your protection. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Just whispered breaths of thankfulness for God's care. And let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day. Lord God, you are my refuge. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Refuge. And let me pray now that you remember to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and to remember that God is your refuge and your fortress. In him will you trust. Now may the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Amen. So in the days ahead, you may find that you feel under siege, attacked. Expect to feel the spray of pounding waves. Expect a thought, a word, or a deed maybe an action to push you. But be thankful for it. And be reminded that in the pushing of the waves, God remains to push them back. Expect to get wet today, but remember God's refuge is warm, dry, and safe. And consider too how you can be a friend to someone who needs refuge. How might God work through you to be the safe, protected place they need? What a great calling. So when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or sunset of your day, when you feel under attack, remember to find a moment to slip inside the secret place of the Most High, a refuge, His fortress, and there encounter God.